thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I just want mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, green-going viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and in Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Jordan and the United Nations Children Fund collaborate to protect youngsters. In environmental news, a study finds that trees absorb almost 20% of greenhouse gas emissions. In sustainable energy news, new eco-friendly appliances are also cost-effective. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 27th, is the Hindu New Year. In India, this very auspicious and festive occasion is known as Ugadi in Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, and Gudi Padwa in Maharashtra. This holiday celebrates the day that Lord Brahma is believed to have started creation. It is a time which also signifies the beginning of the spring season. Rangolis, or kalams, which are beautiful, colorful geometric designs made from powder, are created in front of homes and doorways. Windows are decorated with leaves from the mango joined together to signify good crops and well-being. Joyful family gatherings are also held. Predictions are made for the new year and mantras are chanted. May our Hindu friends have a marvelous new year with God's blessings.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ohio, USA. In early March, sudden heavy rains caused floods in northwestern Ohio, USA. There were more than 200 reports of basements flooding as muddy water entered homes and businesses.
We had water in all our basement and first floor. This time,
many families had still been rebuilding from previous inundations within the past year and a half.
And we had, in August, we had water up to here and then just demolished everything, you know. We had to demolish the whole house inside and rebuild it again. Then 6 months later in February last year, we had another flood. And then this year, we came again.
Coming soon after similar disasters in the same region, this year's flood disrupted lives and added stress.
This is the third flood we've had since August of 07 down here, so it's really been tough on a lot of people, and most of the people in our neighborhood aren't even back yet.
On March 10th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 to assist the affected with urgent items, along with a message saying, "Go with God's love and prayers, Qinghai."
As in similar cases, our association members covered their own travel and related expenses. When our association's relief team arrived in the affected area, the receding waters made it possible for them to deliver cash gifts to help the families buy urgent items, along with cleaning supplies to help make homes habitable once more.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for providing these gifts.
We appreciate it. We'll put it to good use to help our family clean our place.
We join in gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance to the American flood victims.
Thank you to the Supreme Master Qinghai very, very much. People like you, we can't thank you enough, because this is... I can't even say anymore. Thank you much from our bottom of our hearts.
We also thank our association's relief team for their devotion and care. May the Ohio residents quickly recover their day-to-day lives as we pray for extreme weather events such as these to subside through our greater efforts to protect the planet and one another.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Kenya endures wildfire devastation. With the country having endured no rainfall for several months, dry conditions in part have led to four national parks and large areas of farmlands being engulfed in flames this week, forcing animals to flee and destroying vital crops. The government has dispatched some 4,500 soldiers and police personnel to the region to help extinguish the blazes, which are a threat to the animals in the wild. Small animals are especially vulnerable, as they cannot outrun the fire, as are wildlife like zebra and antelope, who will starve if all the grassland is burned. Moreover, many people are likely to face hunger. We are most grateful for the heroic firefighters and their tireless efforts to save lives. Our prayers for the protection of all affected, humans and animals alike,
and for their recovery of normal daily life. May such devastating events as these be eased and the magnificent lands of Kenya restored through our greater consideration of all beings.
Drought causes disaster warning in Somalia. In the northeastern part of the country, dry conditions have caused 133 localities to become dependent on water trucking, and officials predict the area will be facing widespread disaster within a few months. Nomadic families and minority clans are particularly affected, as well as the regions of Mudug, neighbouring Nugal, and nearby parts of Sul and Sanag, where residents also face civil conflict. We pray for the health and well-being of the drought-afflicted in Somalia. Let us quickly switch to compassionate, earth-saving lifestyles to stabilize the ecosphere for all beings.
Turkey and Iraq agree on water sharing, along with the visit of Turkish President Abdullah Gül to Iraq as the first from Turkey in 33 years. He also offered to double this year's water allocation from his country to drought-affected Iraq. With Iraq situated on the lower stream of both the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, this promise will bring relief to the nation's agriculture and drinking water situation. We respectfully thank Your Excellency and Turkey for your kind thoughtfulness toward brethren in Iraq, wishing the people of both countries cordial friendship and abundance in sharing nature's nourishment.
Listeria-tainted meat raises concerns, claims lives. Recalls have been issued in both the United States and Canada over concerns of contamination by Listeria, a bacteria causing illness in humans that is sometimes fatal. In Florida, USA, a dip containing smoked fish and egg yolks was recalled, while the nation's largest food company in Canada issued a recall for over 26,000 packages of hot dogs contaminated with Listeria, as well as issuing warnings against consuming a certain brand of beef salami. Also from Canada was the unfortunate news of a 21st fatality linked to a Listeria meat contamination dating back to August 2008, with the affected company calling back nearly two dozen products, including roast beef, corned beef, smoked meat, and turkey. Our sincere sympathies for this latest loss of life from meat-contaminated Listeria. We look forward to a time when the health of the public is protected from such illnesses as choices for healthy, plant-based foods prevail.
Reducing red and processed meat consumption extends life. A comprehensive study conducted by the U.S. National Institutes of Health evaluating the diets of 500,000 people over a 10-year period found that those consuming the highest rates of red or processed meats had the highest risk of mortality from cancer and heart disease. Study authors Rashmi Sinha, PhD, and colleagues found that women had some of the highest risks, with processed meat consumption causing a 25% increased risk of fatality overall and high intake of red meat increasing mortality from heart disease by 50%. Many thanks, Dr. Sinha and National Institutes of Health colleagues, for this comprehensive study that makes the dangerous picture of meat consumption ever more clear. May your valued research encourage doctors and government agencies worldwide to recommend the plant-based diet as the best protection from life-threatening disease.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year. cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Marine life suffers from human-made sounds. A recent study by Dr. Arthur Popper from the University of Maryland, USA, found that human-generated sounds are affecting underwater life across the globe. The effects range from slight disturbance of the marine animals to immediate fatality in certain species. Human activities such as ship traffic, oil drilling, and even military sonar exercises are altering the animals' abilities to accurately perceive their surroundings, which in turn is changing patterns of behavior, migration, reproduction, and even species survival. Dr. Popper, University of Maryland, and colleagues, our gratitude for your study, which clearly shows the silent plight of the magnificent marine animals. We pray that human activities at sea are conducted with more consideration for the rightful inhabitants of the ocean waters.
As a deeply caring defender of the animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai has always urged for the protection of our vulnerable co-inhabitants. This is reflected in her remarks about marine life during a video conference for the Heart Touch Tour art exhibition in Formosa or Taiwan of the wildlife photography of Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Indeed, it's a sad news, as some companies or individuals are not responsible because they do not perceive the impact of their actions and the consequences on the environment if they are careless. So many marine species have suffered, decreased, or completely been wiped out of existence due to such others' careless actions. Oil spilled and all that. Garbage disposal and all that is harming the environment and killing the wilds a lot. It happens a lot, and we still did not learn to be responsible and to feel for the environment and the helpless animals, which are our friends and helpers. And then we sit down, watch some headlines on TV or newspapers about repeated numbers of sea creatures who die, vanish, or washed up on the shore, and wondering for a few seconds, or maybe not, what happened to them. We just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible.
Save Our Planet, Australia to help Pacific Island nations research regional climate change effects. Australia is launching a $14 million Pacific Climate Change Science Program to help nearby countries monitor and address the consequences of climate change, such as rising sea levels, ocean acidification, and rising temperatures. Minister for Climate Change and Water, Senator Penny Wong, said, "The vulnerability of countries in our neighborhood highlights the need for a comprehensive and effective global agreement on climate change. Your Excellency and Australia, heaven bless your neighborly help in addressing this urgent global matter. May our compassionate care for each other and the environment help to ensure the cooling and stability of our planet."
Save our planet. US EPA recommends classification of greenhouse gases as public health threats. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, sent what is being considered by many as a landmark finding to the nation's White House, detailing the damage caused by greenhouse gas emissions to public health and proposing they be regulated as pollutants under the Clean Air Act. Health impacts of the emissions include longer and more oppressive heat waves, heavier smog in certain areas, severe flooding from more powerful storms, and disease threats such as malaria and dengue fever from hotter temperatures and flooding. This finding is expected to catalyze further discussion and possibly legislative decisions to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Our green hats off, US Environmental Protection Agency, for your efforts to raise eco-awareness and safeguard public health. We look forward to seeing measures that limit harmful greenhouse gas emissions for the benefit of all life on Earth.
Save our planet. Lights off in support of the Earth. On March 28th, people around the world will switch off their lights at 8:30 p.m. local time in their location as part of a global demonstration of care for the planet. In 2007, 2.2 million people participated in the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, Earth Hour. By 2008, it had already grown into a global movement with some 50 million participants from 370 international cities. This year, Earth Hour has developed the first global election, inviting people to register their commitment to vote Earth by turning off their lights. These votes in favor of the Earth will be presented to world leaders at the upcoming Copenhagen Climate Change Conference in December 2009. Let us travel to South Africa, where a WWF member told us how the nation is doing her part to curb climate change during Earth Hour.
We are trying to bring it here in South Africa, where we are collecting 3 million signatures of people who will actually commit an hour into switching off their lights for an hour from the 28th of March, from 8:30 to 9:30. And that would also enable people to actually think about the environment and the animals that we're trying to save.
These 3 million South Africans are just a fraction of the anticipated participants, as the goal of this year's Earth Hour is 1 billion registered voters. In the United Kingdom, citizens showed their enthusiastic support for voting Earth.
I'll be turning up my lights for Earth Hour to help save our planet.
We're going to support Earth Hour and turn off our lights
because we support the planet.
Thank you, World Wildlife Fund, and all participants of Earth Hour at 8:30 p.m. your local time on Saturday, March 28th. May the Earth be victorious in her premier global election and receive more eco-conscious actions than ever to save the planet. You can find out more about Earth Hour at www.earthhour.org.
Save our planet. Brunei seeks to increase her rice production through improvements in infrastructure of existing fields and the use of high-yielding seeds that can be harvested biannually.
Save our planet. Venice, Italy is planning to build the nation's first zero-emission algae-powered plant for its seaport as part of overall efforts to become energy self-sufficient and preserve the area's fragile ecology.
Hi there, I'm Pippi the Okapi, and vegan food is my diet daily.
Today, I'd like to share a power-saving tip. This one is from the 2008 United Nations Environment Program book entitled Kick the CO2 Habit, the UN Guide to Climate Neutrality. Consider using a wind-up alarm clock. It doesn't require electricity or batteries, so that will reduce your energy use. Every small thing you do will add up to big savings on the Earth's resources and lessen your CO2 footprint. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Jordan collaborates with the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to protect youth. The Child Protection Program, as well as the Child Survival and Development Program, will be formed to safeguard the rights of Jordanian young people. In addition, medical care to children under 5 years of age will be enhanced. Information on child rearing will also be shared with parents. Our sincere appreciation, Jordan and the United Nations Children's Fund, on working together to benefit innocent youngsters. May all youth thrive on a safe, loving, and sustainable planet.
In environmental news, a study shows that trees absorb almost 20% of greenhouse gas emissions. Research conducted by Dr. Lee White, Gabon's chief climate change scientist, and Dr. Simon Lewis, a Royal Society research fellow at the University of Leeds in England, analyzed data from 250,000 trees in tropical forests over the last 40 years. The scientists concluded that the trees decrease the amount of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere by 4.8 billion metric tons annually. Dr. Lewis said, "Our study gives us another reason why it is really important to conserve tropical rainforests." Thank you and bravo, Dr. Lee White and Dr. Simon Lewis, on your very valuable discovery. Blessed be our life-enhancing forests to flourish for millennia to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, American companies manufacture appliances that save our earth and reduce costs. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back with more joy-inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for a brilliant world. In sustainable energy news, American manufacturers are promoting appliances that are cost-saving and energy-efficient. For example, General Electric Company is advertising a hybrid electric water heater, which will be on the market later this year. It should reduce yearly costs for each consumer by $250. Eco-friendly appliances are also becoming more affordable. Some models that have Energy Star ratings, which is a label for products that meet energy-efficient standards, are actually less expensive than the traditional types. Kudos all companies that are working to protect our environment and reduce long-term financial costs for citizens. May we find the best ways to live frugally and wisely in harmony with Mother Earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Time Off.
The employee, "Can I have next week off, please?" The boss say, "What for?" The employee said, "I'm getting married, sir." The boss said, "What kind of idiot girl would marry you?" The employee said, your daughter. So.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Some viewers commented after watching P. Romley, The Golden Son of Malaysia, which was shown on Models of Success on Supreme Master Television.
What a lot of subtitles. Perfect. Nans Media Network.
Thanks for uploading this P. Romley's documentary video, Malaya Screen.
Greetings, kind viewers. The legendary, multi-talented P. Romley was a shining light in the Malay world of entertainment. His immense creativity and generous spirit were felt by all who had the pleasure of seeing his performances. Having the opportunity to find out about the outstanding artists in each other's cultures is so enjoyable and enriching. May it bring us closer as a global community, with heaven's grace and peace and friendship.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the illuminating light of God shine upon you and your loved ones. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and US President Barack Obama met and discussed their mutual commitment to addressing climate change while celebrating 65 years of friendship.
Inspired by a 1940s novel, The Hundred Dresses, fifth graders from an Orlando, USA school collect and donate over 100 dresses to less fortunate younger students.
Visiting Syria, Guyana's president, Barrett Jagdeo, met with Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, and discussed ways of fostering closer cooperation.
Iraq is preparing to host the nation's first international week-long flower festival in April, with a range of European, Arab, and regional participants.
Uruguayan President Tabaré Vázquez and his wife are welcomed as they arrive in China for a six-day visit at the invitation of Chinese President Hu Jintao.
The life of US President Barack Obama has inspired the authoring of numerous youth-oriented books, which are widely popular in Washington, D.C.'s public libraries.
Jordan and China agree to expand cooperation between their trade ministries and to increase bilateral trade as well as Jordanian exports to China.
Residents of regional Los Angeles, California, assist the less fortunate by coming together in response to an appeal and donating over 3,000 pounds of items to the West Valley Food Pantry.
During the Arab Interim Parliament, or AIP, AIP President Mohammed Al-Sarkar states that legislators are expressing support for reconciliation across the Arab world.
With upgrading infrastructure a priority, Ethiopia has allocated $720 million to constructing new and repairing existing stretches of roads to support transportation ease and economic growth.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.